Okay, that's possibly the people in the Warramal area, which we have actually dealt with this morning. Warramal Roadhouse reported that they had up to 15 people who had come in from the vineyard. Apparently there's a heap of vineyard workers up there. They've since taken off in four-wheel drives, being escorted south towards Geraldton. So we've been told that they should be okay. We also believe there are seven people at the Roadhouse who are staying put at the Roadhouse. Obviously, they work at that location. The other place that's of some concern is Gascoyne Junction, where we have a report there are up to 19 people awaiting evacuation. We have tasked two helicopters to go out there, and they'll be evacuated to Carnarvon.
Les, I believe the current river level is at 7.65 metres, which is about the same level as the 2000 flood. With your interactions with BOM, the Bureau of Meteorology, what's your sort of next step from now that you know what's happening with the rivers?
OK, well, obviously we're monitoring the progress of the water levels in that vicinity, because that does give us an indication of whether it's escalating or dropping. They're saying that it might peak later tonight, somewhere between 8 and 9 o'clock was the last report I had, and it might peak up as high as 7.8, 7.9 metres. But the water people were also saying that once the water gets to this lower level of the Gascoyne, it actually tends to fan out over the floodplain, and they're actually not expecting it to go any much higher than that 7.7 that they predicted last night.
Are there any more groups or areas that need to be moved to higher ground, because the situation they're in at the moment has been relatively stable over the past 24 hours, but that could change?
We're not aware of anyone else that's expecting to be evacuated. Most of the people that have had to relocate have done so or are awaiting relocation by the chopper.